Welcome back to Head Games Radio for our final segment. We want to thank John Clayton, the professor from ESPN, Jonathan Hayes, the second J, the rising tight ends coach for the Bengals, Jared Bell talking about Lovie Smith. And, you know, we got a little quote here before we get back to Jim Beattie. Jim, I thought you'd enjoy this. This is from Seth Joyner. Talking about Marty Schottenheimer, a guy we didn't talk about, along with Brian Billick with the Ravens and Lovie Smith. And it's about how you build cohesion.
Well, Marty's really smart because what he's doing is he's creating a whole lot of cohesion on his football team by bringing those guys together every Friday and doing that. The second thing, I think hat off to him because there's not many coaches that have the kind of confidence in having veterans around, knowing that these guys have knowledge, knowing that these guys have played the game, understand the game, can coach the game in some respect, and they're okay with having those guys around their player. Because sometimes, you know, as an ex-player, you look at the game and, you know, you feel like you've got all the answers. And I think sometimes head coaches, organizations become intimidated by that whole type of situation.
That's Seth Joyner. So you're bringing back a Randy Johnson. The guy's 43 years old. You're bringing back a guy that's going to bring all of that experience back. Tell us what experience and coaches that have the confidence, the self-confidence, to surround themselves with strong leadership type in the clubhouse.
Well, Randy is a guy, certainly with all of his experience and the way he approaches the game, is going to be a great example for a younger Diamondback team. I think there's some young pitchers in that organization and in that with that club that could benefit just by watching the way he goes about his business. I don't think Randy is necessarily a vocal leader in the clubhouse or on the
field.
No, he's
not.
But the way he approaches the game and the way he is very serious about game day. I remember when I was the minor league director with the Mariners and Randy was with the Mariners, you did not talk to Randy Johnson on the day he was pitching. You stayed away
just
from
like
him.
Just like Seth Joyner.
That's the way he took it. It was time for war, and he was starting it, putting on his game face, and starting it all day long. So I'm not sure how his family handled it, but the guys in the clubhouse understood. Stay away, let him do his deal, get into his zone so he can help us win today.
Hey, Jim, we're going to let you get back on your zone on the highway up to New England. Thanks, Jim Beattie. Appreciate it.
You bet, Nick. Have a happy new year.
You bet. Jim Beattie, former general manager for the Expos, vice president with the Orioles. We want to thank John Clayton, Jonathan Hayes from the Bengals, Jared Bell from USA Today, and Jim Beattie. Thanks for listening. Go to Head Games Radio for all the highlights, all the clips. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.